No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/hailmary. That's hims.com/hailmary for your free online visit. hims.com/hailmary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Peloton. Break through the busiest time of year with the brand new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus. Powered by Peloton IQ. With real-time guidance and endless ways to move, you can personalize your workouts and train with confidence, helping you reach your goals in less time. Let yourself run, lift, sculpt, push, and go. Explore the new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus at onepeloton.com.
This episode is presented by State Farm. Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing the protection of an offensive guard on the football field, but getting an elementary school crossing guard. Sure, they're both guards, but you can only trust one to keep your quarterback safe when the game is on the line. So don't settle for just any insurance when there's State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's favorite vodka for a reason. From the first legal distillery in Texas, Tito's is 6 times distilled till it's just right. And naturally gluten-free, making it a high-quality spirit that mixes with just about anything. From the smoothest martinis to the best Bloody Marys, Tito's is known for giving back, teaming up with nonprofits to serve its communities and do good for dogs. Make your next cocktail with Tito's. Distilled and bottled by 5th Generation Inc., Austin, Texas. 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly.
It's time!
W-T-L.
I think we got a show.
Oh yeah, we got a show.
W-T-L.
And welcome back, everybody, to W-T-L. Where's the line? Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klessen, joined by
Jabron.
The Parlay Pounder.
You got it. We're back.
Yes, we are. And we are coming off another fabulous sports betting weekend. What'd you think of the Sphere real quick?
Yeah, that was awesome. The last two fights were a little less than expected. Yeah, kind of a dud.
Yeah.
My boy Sugar didn't come out, looked kind of flat. Obviously, not a good wrestler. You know, not a good wrestler trying to stay up on his feet. But yeah. Everything was awesome that I've seen from the Sphere, and it was cool, but I really wish those two championship fights would have went off.
Yeah, I think if there would have just been better fights to wrap up, you know that.
It would have
been, but the production was awesome. I saw some clips from it and everything else. And
crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty freaking cool, and you know, like Dana White does, he always does it big.
Yeah, and it became the highest grossing thing for them ever, so I mean...
It's tough to say it was a flop.
It was very tough to say it was a flop, especially, making more money than McGregor fights and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So it was a success for the UFC. Just wish that Sugar would have won and would have been a little bit more entertaining.
Yeah, he kind of got a little embarrassed there.
He just got wrestled. Yep. That's what happens.
Yep. But we also had Nebraska covering once again.
Yeah.
They are 3-0 against the spread, and they're 3-0 in real life.
Awesome.
First time since 2016.
first time since, I think, 2005
yeah.
that they've held their first three opponents under 20 points.
Friggin' awesome.
That defense is, yeah. And,
it's for real.
And what say what you want about Colorado, that's a darn good offense with really good athletes. I know their offensive line has holes, but who's doesn't?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So,
and then I thought holding you and I to just 3 points,
yep.
even though that they had long sustaining drives on us a whole bunch of times, you know, where they're getting, you know, first downs on third and long and, you know, going for it on fourth a couple times. Still didn't let him score. Still didn't let him score. Only 3 points in the game. I thought that was a very good testament to the defense. So, yeah, very excited for this week. Top 25 showdown in Lincoln.
And that's where we're going to start.
Okay.
Right in Lincoln, Nebraska. Your 3-0 Huskers are hosting your 3-0 Fighting Illini out of Illinois. And wouldn't you know it? It's a top 25 matchup.
It is.
The Illini's ranked 24th, and Nebraska's at 22nd. Both teams have really been a cash cow as far as covering the spread. We already mentioned Nebraska is 3-0 ATS. Illinois is much of the same way. It's tough to decipher who's been more battle-tested. I would like to think, you know, that's an impressive win for Illinois at home over Kansas.
No doubt.
I think the same can be said for Colorado, the game for Nebraska.
It kind of seems like the same exact game for both squads, Andy.
Yeah.
Kansas was very highly touted coming into the, you know, into the season, top 25 team, all that kind of stuff. Colorado, same amount of buzz on their side with a whole bunch of offensive players, like you just said. So it's really looking like a mirror game for both teams here, really, that they're going on really good defenses, you know, hanging their hat on the defense, and two teams that like to run the ball as well.
And, you know, Brett Bielema, that's his, like, thing, a power rushing attack.
Yeah.
But that's not this team necessarily.
Yeah.
They're having a little bit of trouble running the ball, so they're leaning much more on their pass offensively. I think Nebraska fans might be a little surprised once they get about halfway through that first half with how much Illinois is working the ball through the air.
Yeah.
And we'll get into that, how that's going to impact the line. Real quick, we'll just go through the line history here as far as the point spread. On the 15th, it opened up at 8.5, got bet up really quick to 9 points.
Yeah.
Everybody thought, that's too much.
That's
Illinois
too much.
Is too good.
Yeah.
Got bet down relatively quick, back down to 8.5. Now I think we're seeing mostly a consensus all the way down to 7.5.
Correct.
And I really, I mean, this is a typical Nebraska game, right? The line is moving.
Yeah.
And as soon as it shifts one way, here it comes swinging right back. I wouldn't be surprised if right before kickoff we have lines at 7. We got lines at 8.5. I mean, this is just all over the place.
I do think it's going to stay pretty steady at 7 and above, Andy, because I do believe the consensus is Nebraska is the better team, you know, by a touchdown and giving us our flowers at Memorial Stadium. A lot of people think that that is a cheat code for Nebraska playing under the lights at Memorial Stadium.
Yeah,
so,
I
don't see this thing going under 7 points just because I think the consensus is there that we are a touchdown better than this team to the average eye or whatever. The line that I really want to talk about, Andy, is the over 43.5 points that seems like it's going to stick there.
It does.
And I really like the over right out the gate.
Really?
I love the over. A lot of people are going to say, what are you talking about, Jared? You're just talking about how good the defenses for both teams are. I like these two offenses, Andy. They can score, both of them can score in a hurry.
Yeah.
And between the two teams, you can't rule out a shootout for this game, Andy, because both teams are going to be trying to keep that undefeated, record alive. It's kind of like a do or die situation for both teams to stay in the top 25.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it's a make or break game for either team, but it kind of is early in the season. It's national spotlight Friday night, only game that people are going to be watching, Andy.
Yes.
Both teams are going to want to put up points, so I like the over 43.5 points, no matter which way this game goes.
That's very interesting. I'll give you a little bit of fuel for that fire there.
Yeah.
Luke Altmyer, the quarterback for the Fighting Illini, has 647 yards with 6 touchdowns, 0 picks.
Ooh.
Has a completion percentage of 69.2%.
Yeah.
So, yes, he can spin it and he takes care of the ball. And I've already mentioned that, how this team is different than Illinois teams of past.
Yeah.
Brett Bielema teams in the Big Ten of past.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they kind of have turned one-dimensional in a few games here, where they do have to rely more on the passing game than. And if you follow Illini football, and I haven't except for this week, closely.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
real closely.
Yeah, yeah, we're getting into it now.
Yeah, and Bielema's talked about that, where, yeah, I wish we were a little bit better at running the ball, but we're 3-0 and our offense is working. So, you know, take it as it is. And that's also just good coaching,
working
players' strengths.
Yeah.
All right. But for kind of for that reason, I'm going to turn that on its head. I'm going to go the under.
Yeah.
And it's because I believe our defense, as they're on fire. That front seven is awesome. I think they can get to the quarterback with only rushing four. And Illinois, I think there's already been a mapped out way to get them one dimensional, and they've been falling in it against the likes of Kansas, Central Michigan, So I just think that Nebraska defense can keep that down, and also we've seen it from Nebraska where Rule. He doesn't care about style points.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about running the score up on somebody. He's more worried about running a program, protecting players from injury, getting guys the reps.
Yeah.
Big development guy. You know, everything he said, he's kind of followed through with.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's awesome.
Yeah, and for those reasons, I like the under there, but I see your path to the over.
Yeah.
I just, for me, there's too many things pointing to that under.
Well, I hope you're absolutely correct, Andy. I hope this doesn't turn into a shootout because we haven't really saw Nebraska in that spotlight yet. Obviously, we're going to have to see it at some point when we get up against, you know, some of the higher ranked people in the Big Ten. But this is a huge game. I just think that both sides are going to be up for it. I got a couple player props, Andy. One on each side that I really, really have honed in on.
Okay.
For the Illinois, on the other side, best player bet for me is Pat Bryan. Anytime touchdown is a +150 right now, Andy. Like you said, they have been able to air the ball out, and this is their guy. Mm-hmm. Fighting the Lion Eye, he's leading them in receiving yards and touchdowns up to this point. I just believe they're going to be, you know, fluttering it out to him the entire time. So at a +150, I believe it's great value for their best player on offense.
I like that too. I'm just looking at some of his stats, and over three games he has four scores.
Yeah,
15 receptions, over 230 yards.
We're gonna be honed in on him, but I believe he gets enough targets that it's probably going to happen. At +150 for their best player, I think it's a very, very good bet.
And there can be an argument there. Zakir Franklin, the other side receiver, he has 16 receptions, nearly 200 yards receiving. Yeah. So you're not going to be able to just focus in on one guy.
Yeah, I agree.
And Altmyer can move the ball around.
Yep.
He's an accomplished quarterback, and he's been terrific so far this season.
Yeah.
You got to have some Husker props.
Yeah. My other side is Dante Dowdell, our quote unquote starting running back with Ramirez Johnson. But Dante is a +125 for any time touchdown score. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to get in to the red zone inside the 5 yard line, and this guy is going to score. Dante is averaging 5.9 yards a carry, 3 touchdowns on the year. Shifty running back that can be in store for a big game. Rule's already said that he wants a guy in this game to eclipse 20 carries. Yeah. And this is going to be the guy, I believe. And he's going to get in there in the red zone and score a touchdown for us.
I absolutely love
how. +125.
And I love how we're using those running backs right now.
Love it.
You know, I'm a big deal, I guess. I would like to see a starter rather than on the depth chart. That's semantics. I don't really care. Run your program, run it how you want.
Yeah.
What I like is how Dowdell he's a hammer.
Yeah, no.
And
he wants to go out there and lick people for sure.
And yeah, we saw in Colorado, right? Broke Shiloh's shoulder.
He said, I could have juked him if I wanted to. I want to put a hurt on him. And that's the kind of stuff that we like in Nebraska.
You're exactly right. And I just feel like he wears down the defense, and then Emmett Johnson and company come in.
Yeah, and Ramir.
And
great out of the backfield for Ramir Johnson as well. I love the pass catching ability of our other guys. And then Gabe Irvin, he's just an afterthought of a goal line back that can get in there everybody else is tired. We need a 1 yard, 2 yard touchdown. Yep. He's right there for that. So it's awesome. I love the way that he's doing it right now. I like what you're saying though, and I think this is the game that Dante really puts that first depth chart on his name.
All right, so let's go with that consensus. 7.5. Do you got the Huskers covering?
I do. I really do, Andy. Nebraska should be able to put up the points and slow down the Illinois offense enough to continue the strong start to the season. I believe Nebraska will win by at least 10 points, so I'm all the way up into 10 if people bet it up that high.
Oh, man, 10. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll go that far. But these two teams are 6-0 against the spread.
Yeah. Something's got to give.
Thus far here, they're 6-0 in regular wins as well.
Yeah.
And I think the trend is going to continue for home. This is the 400th consecutive.
Woo!
Sell out at Memorial Stadium.
Gonna be awesome.
And I was just thinking, like, oh my God, the juice was so good for
Colorado.
The Colorado game and Northern Iowa.
Yeah.
The fans were amped up and the balloons were flying. I'm like, how can they keep that? How can they? The 400 sellout.
400 sellout at night.
Friday
in
night.
In Memorial Stadium.
Friday night. Nationals television audience.
Yep, on Fox.
So I just think there's going to be too much juice. The third quarter light show and fireworks.
Thunderstruck, yep.
Thunderstruck with the drone show.
It's going to be awesome.
In the north end zone. So, yeah. Give me the Huskers. Give me them in a big way. I might get it back up to 8. That all the way up to 10, though. That kind of scares me.
Yeah, I know it does, but it's just the way that's going to happen. Illinois does have some, good pieces, and they're playing really good football, but I believe Nebraska at home has the edge in a big way.
There we go. Go Big Red.
Go Big Red.
Cover Force one more time.
Yes, sir.
Let's take a minute to recognize one of our fabulous partners, and that is the Nebraska Brewing Company. We've been enjoying the Ale Storm, the official beer of Nebraska's AAA baseball team, the Storm Chasers, and they are having a historic season, most wins in franchise history. How about that?
That's awesome.
Well, they got the right beer.
They got the right beer and the right team.
Nebraska Brewing Company, world class. In every glass. Don't go anywhere. This is WTL.
Nebraska Public Media Sports brings you live all-day coverage of the NSAA High School Football Championships on Monday, November 24th and Tuesday, November 25th. Watch all day, both days, on Nebraska Public Media or live stream every game on Nebraska Public Media's YouTube channel.
And welcome back, everybody, to WTL. You know what that stands for. Where's the line? Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm yours, Andy Klassen, joined by
Jabron.
The Parlay Pounder.
You got it. We're back.
Yes, sir. And we talked a little Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
At Memorial Stadium in Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
The Memorial Stadium.
The Memorial Stadium.
I think there's a Memorial Stadium in Illinois. Champaign, Illinois. There's Kansas.
Not really.
Oklahoma. The real one. We talked about the real one. Yeah. Oklahoma. Norman. Anyhow, we're going to get into the NFL right now.
Yeah.
We're going to backtrack a little bit. We got to get everybody ready for tonight. Thursday night football. One time a sellout type of a crowd. The New England Patriots are heading up to New York to take on the Jets. Or actually, they're heading down. Is that how that works?
Whatever.
You have two teams that are 1-1, and you have the Jets at a 6.5-point favorite. You got the hook just under a touchdown.
Yeah, Andy. I'm going to sidestep that right now and just tell you that I love the over in this game.
The
37
over?
And a half, Andy. It is so low. Primetime unders are a lot of the time the play in the NFL, obviously.
Yeah.
But this is just too low, Andy. Aaron Rodgers has been playing better football, and he's going to have a huge game against the Patriots. The Jets' running game has also been good. It's going to be a lot more of the same in this game.
Yeah.
I also expect Jacoby Brissett to kind of have a good game against this underwhelming Jets defense. Everybody thought that these Jets, the Jets defense is going to be world beaters.
Mm-hmm.
That's obviously not been the case. So I really expect Jacoby Brissett to come out here and have a pretty good game.
Yeah.
And it looks like the 1-2 punch of Ramondre Stevenson and Antonio Gibson is kind of getting traction for the Patriots as well. So I think there's going to be a lot more offense in this game than what the bookmakers are making it out to be. So I love over 37.5.
I mean, that's been the buzz since Monday night was look at the under. You have two struggling teams. Patriots have been so underwhelming the last couple of years.
Yeah.
As have been the Jets. But you know what? Rodgers, threw the ball 51 times last week for over 340 yards.
For sure.
He still knows how to spin it and get the ball out and about.
Exactly.
Breece Hall had 116 yards rushing. Touchdown for all you fantasy knotheads out there.
For sure.
So I guess I could see that, and it is getting bet back up. The line is getting bet back up. I'm looking at a few books here that already have it at 38.
Yeah.
And a half.
Get in on it now. If you're going to get in on it, do it now. It could be, you know, by 39 by the time this kicks off or whatever. But I still believe anything under 40 is a cash cow for you.
If you're betting the under right now, you're chasing that line.
Exactly.
Because you're betting on something that somebody already got their money in when it was down to 37,
correct,
37 and a half. Now it's on the swing back up, which 38 points isn't that much.
Not
for
an NFL game.
I mean, and you talked about Jacoby. He also threw the ball 51 times last week.
Exactly.
I mean, he didn't have 300 yards passing, but 270?
Yeah. I mean, that's more than what people would give him credit for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most people think he's going to roll out there and be, you know, 175 to 200 yards passing and don't turn the ball over. That's what they want Jacoby to do. If he can get close to 300 yards, this is going way over. I love this line. It's one of my favorite lines of the weekend. 37 and a half over. That's a lock.
Garrett Wilson had 10 receptions last week for the Jets. So, you could actually see that pretty good. But you don't want to touch that point spread. You don't like the Jets covering by six
and
a half.
I mean, if I had...
They're the home team.
If I had to lean in, I do believe that the Jets will probably cover this. They'll probably win by a touchdown.
Yeah.
They just haven't really bounced back for me yet.
No.
After that first underwhelming, showing. But I do believe... Primetime, Aaron Rodgers. I think they have like eight primetime games this year just because they have Aaron Rodgers and they're supposed to be good in there,
the
Jets.
New York.
But I believe that he's going to be fine, and I do believe that they win this by a touchdown. So, yes, give me the Jets.
Okay, all right. I had to kind of twist that out.
Uh-huh.
All right, hey, let's move on to a primetime game. Sunday afternoon, 12 o'clock kickoff. A couple of unbeatens here.
Yeah.
And we knew they were going to be unbeaten heading into this. We are always talking about, always highlighting it.
Yeah.
The Houston Texans heading up to Minneapolis to take on the undefeated Minnesota Vikings. What's his name? Played for the Jets for a while. Sammy Darnold is doing just fine.
Yep.
And they are a home dog.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, the first 2 weeks of the NFL, it has been an unusual high amount of dogs barking. And this is a prime spot.
Yeah.
A home dog.
Love it.
Houston, right, a little bit of a short week of recovery, playing the Bears on Sunday night. I know it's not that much of a difference, but still. Less turnaround time. And you got to go on the road. You got to head up north.
Yeah.
The only saving grace is that you are indoors.
Yeah.
Love that stadium up there.
So
in Minneapolis.
Awesome.
But I think there's something to be said for the Vikings hanging in there and just getting the job done.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Andy. I love this. Yeah, I'm going to come out right and say it, that I love Vikings money line in this spot. The Vikings have already beat one of the best teams in the NFL, and it's going to be much of the same in this game. Sam Darnold, you just said, going to have another big game, and that Vikings defense is turning the corner. The defensive line is going to spend a lot of time in the backfield again. I love Minnesota in this game. Houston, obviously a great team and all that kind of stuff. I'm still a C.J. Stroud, bandwagon fan, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Minnesota is a good football team. They're going to be a good football team with J.J. McCarthy and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
I believe they are better now with Sam Darnold, especially building that repertoire with J.J., Justin Jefferson on the outside. Love it. And their defense is coming to itself.
And it looks like Jefferson's on the mend. I know he got kind of twisted up there last game. You saw that questionable earlier in the week. I think he's been cleared.
He's good.
And that money line you talk about is at a plus 115.
Love it.
So get in on that plus money. No real value there for the money line with the Texans at a minus 135. I'm looking at it on ESPN Bet. Let's see that total, 46.5.
Yeah. I believe this is probably over just because a lot of offensive weapons on both sides of this game.
Yeah.
I do believe the Vikings are going to limit the Texans.
Yeah.
Not all the way, take them out of the game or whatever, but I do believe that this probably gets to the over, Andy.
Yeah, and Joe Mixon, the running back, who's been having a great start to his season, he got twisted up as well.
Yep.
But he came back in the game last week.
He did.
Against
he
Skyler.
Should be fine.
So he'll be fine.
Yeah, and they got... a plethora of receivers over there, and CJ is balling like he did last year.
Yeah.
So I Two really good offenses here. I just believe the Vikings get the edge with the defense.
They need that. They need that rushing attack because I just feel like Houston relies too much on their outside weapons, their receivers, and Mixon was exactly what they needed.
Yeah.
Put some balance on that offense. I really do like what Houston has going on.
No doubt.
Offensively. But I'll go back to Minnesota. Their defense showed up big last week. I think they had a red zone interception.
They did.
At the goal line. You know, man, they were stepping up. And Houston, I'm going to harp on you. You're going with the over. Houston only scored 19 points last week.
I agree.
I mean, they scored.
I understand. My best bet is the Minnesota Vikings money line. I don't know how much money I'm going to pour on that over. Yeah. The bet for this game is the Minnesota Vikings money line.
All righty. Well, should we move on to another game with some intrigue reasons?
Yeah.
You're 0-2. That's right. The Baltimore Ravens are in threat of starting their season 0-3.
Yeah.
Heading to Jerry World. This is going to be on Fox, a 3:25 p.m. kickoff. Dallas had that underwhelming performance. Everybody just jumps on Dak Prescott, as always.
Yep.
And Jerry's ruining the team again.
Yep.
Elliott's, he's not cut out. He's only got 50 yards rushing on the season, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. This is a very tough one.
Basically a toss up. Once again, though, if I'm finding the line I'm looking for, it's Dallas is a 1-point dog at home.
Yeah, you know, you have a +100 money line for Dallas at home.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that probably could be the best bet for this game.
I don't think Baltimore can afford to go 0-3.
They definitely can't afford to go 0-3, Andy. I just don't believe that they, you know, have any say in that. It just, it just seems like they're a play away, you know, a stop away, you know, a first down away in all of these games, Andy.
Yeah.
It just seems like they can't get there. I believe that Dallas does have really good pieces. So does Baltimore. But
they're likely a toe away in Kansas City.
Exactly. Yeah. But no, I just believe Dallas had an off week. I believe they're going to come out, figure it out.
Yeah.
They're at home.
Yeah.
I just don't. I like the home team here, and because I really don't know which way to flip-flop this, Andy. You know, Baltimore needs this win, but Dallas needs to show that they're not one of the worst teams in the NFL.
Right.
As touted as one of the best.
Yeah.
Same story on both sides here.
And Dak, he should have some added pressure signing that big, fat contract and then having the performance that he did. And it's not like he's had a terrible year. It's just that his two touchdowns have come with two interceptions.
Yeah, of course.
And when that happens, you're going to catch it, especially in the Big D. And Lamar, for all the great things he does, he's a two-time MVP.
Yep.
But you saw it firsthand in Kansas City. Man, you got to make a pass.
You got to make a pass.
You got to be accurate in the NFL. You can do all these things and rack up all these yards, but in the red zone, the windows are tight. You got to fit it in there. And so far this season, Lamar Jackson hasn't been able to do that.
No, exactly, Andy. And if this comes down to it again at the end of the game, I'm going to side with, you know,
Dallas. The home team.
Yep. And I think both teams will be able to move the ball in this game, Andy, but I give the slight edge to Dallas. But I would look at that over as a
48.5
as a challenge.
You're looking at 48.5 total.
I do believe that is easily got to by both these teams trading points. I believe that this is going to get over.
Yeah, and you got, you know, Dallas's defense is banged up too.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Diggs is questionable. I know their tight end Ferguson is beat up a little bit too.
Yep.
I
just believe it's going to kind of turn into a shootout at the end of this game, and both these teams can score quick with the huge, you know, with Lamar and CeeDee and everybody ever.
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb.
I just believe it can get there. Can get there.
I like. You can talk me into the over, but I do like just that money line at home for Dallas.
Okay,
you know, give me the money line.
Perfect.
Dallas. I got a couple home dogs.
There we go.
All right, you heard the horn. That means we're up against it, but we got to take a minute to recognize one of our fabulous partners. And that is the Stock and Rod Company, an outdoor lifestyle brand for those seeking adventure. Whether it's hunting, fishing, hiking, they got you covered. Visit stockandrod.com to get your wild game on. Don't go anywhere. This is WTL. Yeah. And welcome back, everybody, to WTL, Where's the Line, Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm yours, Andy Klassen, joined by
Jabron,
Parlay Pounder. And I know you got a parlay play for us this
time. We
do. Yes,
sir. We got
a
college one. We got an NFL one. We got two this week.
There we go.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to live up to your namesake sometimes.
We got to.
All right. Well, let's get right into one of those marquee matchups in college football. A couple iconic brands, ranked opponents here. USC Trojans, welcome to the Big Ten. You're going to the Big House to take on the Michigan Wolverines, who are 2-1, but that's a pretty good loss they have.
Yeah.
You know, if you can have a good loss, I'm going to give Michigan the nod here. That's going to be a 2:30 kickoff on CBS. Like we said, a national audience. The Trojans aren't looking good. They're 2-0. They have over 600 yards through the air already this year. There's really not much not to like about USC, I don't think.
Exactly, Andy. But we are going to learn a lot more about USC in a true road game now. And Michigan has just lost once at home in nearly 4 years, Andy.
That coach isn't there anymore.
Yeah, exactly. It's enough to consider grabbing the free touchdown with the Wolverines now, Andy. But the problem is Michigan has been an absolute mess on offense, Andy.
Yeah.
And Davis Warren has been a turnover machine. Michigan also 89th in pass defense, which is not idea on how Miller Moss has looked through a couple of games.
Yeah.
Michigan also 0-3 against the spread, while USC is 2-0 against the spread.
And those are some big numbers they had to cover.
Exactly.
Some big numbers.
I lay the touchdown with the USC Trojans.
Wow.
I like them going to the Big House and doing it.
Okay, I'm seeing a lot of lines already at 5.5. This line opened up at 6.5. You're saying it got up to 7. Is that where you got locked
six.
In?
I'm saying six. Touchdown, 6.
Just
yep.
6, okay. Yep. So now you're seeing that get bet down. That means there's Michigan money's getting
Michigan
poured.
Money. Heck yeah. They're the brand as of, they're the national champions, all that kind of stuff. But USC has it
reaching.
Going good.
You are reaching.
You're reaching. You're reaching for the Big House. You're reaching at home. You just don't have the team. Texas obliterated them.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a lot more of the same. Air raid offense.
Yeah.
USC through the air is going to smash these fools.
And anything you want out of Michigan, I feel like this is almost like a Nebraska fan. You look at that quarterback, you have no chance when he has 6 interceptions compared to 2 touchdowns.
Exactly. It's absolutely
insane. There's no way.
Absolutely insane. The drop off from J.J. McCarthy is apparent, and that's where they're at.
How about that total, 44.5?
Yeah, I think it's probably
over.
I think it's a pretty good over,
yeah.
Andy.
Yeah.
Like I said, USC is going to put up some big points. Could get to 40 themselves.
Yeah.
Could get to 40, probably around 35. And Michigan is going to score at home probably 21, 28 points, something like that.
Still so Michigan.
They're going to get their points. I believe the over is a very good bet, but give me -6 with USC Trojans.
All right. Well, let's move on over to a Fox broadcast.
Ooh,
3 o'clock kickoff.
I like it.
A couple of ranked teams here. The Utah Utes are 3-0, as are the Oklahoma State Cowboys. They are 14th ranked in the nation. They're also 3-0. And their offense, it's spinning like a top.
Yeah.
Those Cowboys, I tell you what, he's a man. He's well over 40 now. He knows how to coach some ball.
Yeah, exactly, Andy. And a lot of the, aura around this game is Cam Rising with the Utah Utes, if he's going to be healthy.
I think it's his 15th year at Utah, something like that, whatever.
Yeah, he's dealing with an injury. I do believe he's going to play, but I don't believe it's going to matter even if he does, Andy. Oklahoma State is going to find success in this game. Alan Bowman had a huge game in his first game, and it's going to be a much of the same here. The Utah defense isn't as good, going to be good here, and that's going to be the difference in the game. Oklahoma State is going to put on a show. Back Oklahoma State against the spread here. I can't believe it's this low.
Yeah, it's 2.5, and that line hasn't moved.
No.
It really hasn't moved. They're just not catching much action.
You can see it at 3 some places, but it has been universally at 2.5 pretty much everywhere.
Another Big 12 type of a total here, 50. 2.5.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense. You're talking about Bowman, the quarterback for Oklahoma State. He already has almost 1,000 yards passing.
Absolutely insane.
On the season, he already almost has 1,000 yards.
Absolutely insane in 3 games, Andy.
Jeez.
And they're going to air it out against this Utah Utes team, and that's what's going to happen. But with that over, Andy, I believe it's probably going to go over, especially if Cam Rising plays in this. They're still going to score some points, just not as many as Oklahoma State.
Let's see here. I was looking at that injury report. I didn't see much on Cam Cam Rising win. I think no news is good news, right?
Exactly.
So that means he's probably suiting back up.
It's just that he didn't play in the last game, I think, a precautionary measure, and they wanted him good for this game, obviously. I do believe there are going to be a lot of points in this. I just believe that Oklahoma State's going to score a lot more.
Yeah, at home. Yeah. It's tough for me. I like the home favorite. I think they can win by three or more.
For sure.
Utah has been so consistent over the years. So consistent. They're a darn good football team.
Of course.
And they are ranked a little higher than Oklahoma State, but this is where I like the home
team. It's where the Cowboys, at home.
Stillwater.
Give it to us.
All righty. Well, let's leave a little time here.
Yeah.
To talk about the matchup.
The matchup.
Well, I think this one has a lot of national attention.
It does. It really does.
You got a 6:30 kickoff on ESPN, ABC.
Yep.
Your number 6 Tennessee Volunteers undefeated, heading up to Oklahoma to take on Sooners, who are ranked 15th.
Undefeated as well.
They're undefeated. Who's the coach at Tennessee now? He's the last quarterback to win a championship for Oklahoma, and he got ran out of Norman.
Yes, he did.
And he's being vocal about it. Like, of course the reporters are going to ask him about
this rivalry game.
And he's straight up saying, yeah, that cut, the headline said that cut was deep when Oklahoma forced me out.
Yeah.
And just he had hurt feelings. And I think he's got the horses and the guns or the arsenal or whatever you want to call it. Oh, man, I just see Tennessee big in this one.
For sure, Andy.
They're a seven-point favorite.
They are going to go into Norman and have no issue running up the score here, Andy. Tennessee is going to be out for blood. They are going to put on a show. Yeah. Oklahoma might be 3-0, but I am not sold on this team being all that good, Andy. Tennessee is an elite offensive team, and they're going to, like I said, they're going to have no problem going in there and scoring points, and they're not going to take the foot off the pedal the entire time just because of what you said about the coaching situation.
Yeah, I really think Heupel's going to he's going to hold nothing back, no punches back. You're just not impressed by that Temple and Tulane and Houston win for Oklahoma.
I really am not at all.
They only scored 16 points against Houston.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And if you can't score more than 16 points against Houston, how are you going to keep up with one of the best offensive teams in the entire nation, Tennessee?
And I got burned a few weeks ago because I thought North Carolina State could at least hang in there. It was a huge line.
Yeah.
I just needed them to cover is all I wanted, and Tennessee's like not even close. 51-10 was
the final. That's what it is. This team is no joke, Andy. They're going to be
there. First two drives that Tennessee was going to cover that big number. So I just feel that Oklahoma's only chance to win is to play typical Oklahoma ball, and that is high-flying offense. That gets me to that over. I don't care how high it is. I'm seeing 57.5. Doesn't matter. Tennessee's covered that a couple times already this season.
Yeah, over. Yeah, it's
69
what it is.
Points in one game. 71 points against Kent State. I know this is Kent
it's State. It's Kent State.
But
but who knows? I love Tennessee, and this is one of the best plays of the weekend, obviously. Sooners have no one to slow down. Lama Leva, and it's just going to be the way it is. Tennessee is going to cruise to victory in this one. It's going to be by a lot.
Yeah, Lavaleva already has 700 yards, 698 yards on the season, 6 touchdowns, only 2 picks. But when you're playing that free type of offense and you're just constantly getting that ball deep and vertical, you're going to get a couple picks.
Of course.
But you'll take that trade-off. This isn't like Warren from Michigan where it's a flip the script.
No.
2 touchdowns and 6 picks.
Yeah.
No, this is the other way around.
This is every once in a while throwing up 50-50 balls, and they got the playmakers to do it.
Oh, those receivers are all like 6'5". It's just ridiculous. All right, Mr. Parlay Pounder.
Yeah.
Let's hear your college football parlay play.
Yeah, I'm sticking with our Big Ten and Big 12, people here. My first leg of this, we talked about it in the first segment, Andy, Illinois/Nebraska over 43 points. I believe it's going to smack, Andy.
Okay.
A lot of offense in that game.
Right.
Dylan Raiola going through the air, and Illinois is going to score some points on this defense. My second piece is I love Iowa to bounce back. They're 2.5-point favorite going on the road to Minnesota. I believe they get this by a field goal. 2.5 is where the VIG is at right now. And then to finish it out, Kansas State, the team out of Manhattan, going into BYU. 6.5-point favorite, Andy. I believe they beat them by a touchdown. So I got the over, Illinois-Nebraska. Iowa covering 2.5. Kansas State by 6.5. Putting all three of these together, putting $25 on it to win $150.
Yeah, you guys got a couple of juicy lines.
Let's go!
That's a sneaky game.
Yep.
Going out to Provo, right?
Going out to Provo. Go Cats.
The BYU game.
Go Cats.
Oh, man, and I already talked about how I kind of like the under in the
Illinois-Nebraska
game, but there's a clear path, like we're saying.
There's a clear path to it. I believe Iowa has a really good defense, going to beat Minnesota by a field goal, and then that Provo game. It's going to be a fun one.
Yeah.
I just believe Kansas State has the much bigger talents to win by a touchdown. Yeah. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a sweat, but
sure
this is a
is.
Very,
oh,
very,
yeah.
very fun parlay for me to put in. $25 to win $150.
You guaranteed the sweat. That's for sure.
Parlays are always a sweat.
I do like the Iowa pick. Row the boat. No, they're going to sink the boat up there. All righty. Well, hey, let's take a quick minute to recognize one of our fabulous partners, and that is the Nebraska Brewing Company. World class in every glass. Don't go anywhere. This is WTL. And welcome back, everybody, to WTL. Where's the line? You know what that stands for. Where's the line?
Yeah, WTL does.
Stands for where's the line, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
And we're
going
to wrap up this fourth segment with not one, not two, three night games
prime
in the NFL.
Time.
Sunday night, Monday night.
Yeah.
You know, because you can't just have one Monday night game. You got to have two.
You got to have two Monday night games.
All right. let's get to that Sunday night game.
Sunday night.
You know, and this is going to be a lot more fun now.
Yeah.
That old Kirk Cousins pulled off the drive and got the Atlanta Falcons to 1-1 on the season.
Yeah,
Chiefs are 2-0. They win ugly, but they win.
They win.
I don't know what else they've been doing this now for 2.5-3 years.
Yeah,
where
they're not sharp. They're not sharp. They won the game. All they're trying to do is win games and get to the playoffs, have home field through Arrowhead, and they're on their way to do that.
I mean, you almost feel like an idiot talking about Mahomes being pedestrian with three touchdowns and three picks.
Travis Kelce only has two catches through two games. They don't need him right now. Don't need him.
So it makes sense, though. I think it makes a lot of sense that this line opened up at 5.
Yep.
Kansas City was your road favorite. Now it's been bet down to 3.5. That's what I'm looking at as a consensus number right now is a plus 3.5 Atlanta Falcons. So you got to have a home dog here with a short turnaround. I think a lot of this makes sense that the number is shrinking.
Yeah.
But I still think Kansas City should be your favorite. Atlanta coming off an emotional win with a short turnaround.
Yeah, for sure. And I have no idea, Andy, if the Atlanta Falcons are good or not. I really have no idea. Has Kirk Cousins looked like an old quarterback coming off a major injury against the Steelers and then came out and had a game-winning drive against what we think is one of the better teams in the league?
We don't know about them.
The Eagles as well. But the Falcons play hard defensively, but they're limited in playmakers on the offensive side of the ball outside of Bijan, I think. I mean, that's what I'm saying is like, I guess he's a playmaker.
That's what I've been told.
The Kansas City Chiefs continue to find ways to win. Like you just said, they have covered 7 of their last 10 games. The Chiefs are just, I think they're too consistent to give this game up, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if it gets 3.5, you know, are they just going to win by a field goal? Probably.
Right. Probably. Yeah. Pacheco's out.
Hollywood
Brown is still out.
Yep. Carson Steele getting the starting nod.
Okay.
White running back for Kansas City.
The great white hope.
Yeah.
And coming out of Kansas City there. So you can actually, you it makes a lot of sense to me that this number is going down. And I like what you're thinking there, because how many times has Kansas City just relied on Buckner, their kicker?
They shouldn't have won. They shouldn't have won this weekend.
No.
This past weekend.
No.
Bengals played better game the entire time. They just give you a sliver, and if you're going to give them a sliver to win at the end, they're going to do it. They have the quarterback to do it, and they have the kicker to do it. That's all that they need is Mahomes and Butker and Chris Jones.
Yeah, exactly. And Chris Jones. Throw that
best player
slide that refrigerator right in there.
Yeah.
Same can be said for the Baltimore game, opening week. Baltimore had so many opportunities to win that game, and you thought the tight end likely held that last catch in time expiring. And then when you saw Harbaugh say, go for two, you're like, oh, my God, they're going to do it.
They're going to do it.
They got that hammer of a running back that Kansas City can't stop.
No,
top.
No doubt.
King Henry.
Yep.
But nope. Your toes on the line. Oh, I guess Kansas City won again.
No, but so, if this stays at 3.5, like you're saying. But,
yeah, yeah. Am I hearing you right? You're saying Falcons?
I like the Falcons cover the 3.5. I don't believe the Kansas City, they're not in that mode to blow people out right now. I just don't believe it. And if the Falcons, get a little momentum like they did against the Eagles, this could be a comeback win for the Chiefs, just like it was against the Bengals.
Yeah, you still got the majority of the money, not a huge mass majority, but the majority of the money is still going in on Kansas City, so there might be an opportunity here to get some value with Atlanta. I like that. How about that total at 46.5?
That's probably where it needs to be, Andy. It's just, I just don't feel like Kansas City needs to score a lot of points. So if I don't like betting the over or the under in Kansas City Chiefs games right now because I don't have a feel for how many points they want to score or need to score. So if Atlanta has their foot off the pedal, the Chiefs don't need to score. It's going to go under. If they do have to score, it'll go over. So if Kirk comes out in the first half and blows it out of the water, it'll go over.
Yeah. And Andy Reid might be one of the most patient coaches in the NFL.
Oh, for sure.
I mean,
we're down 10. Who cares?
All we need is two drives at the end. Yep. We'll be all right. We'll be all right.
But no, I'm going to sidestep that. Give me the Falcons plus 3.5 at home.
All righty. Let's move on to Monday night.
Yeah.
That very first kickoff. The Jacksonville Jaguars are heading up to Buffalo, New York to take on the Bills. This is a 6:30 kickoff on ESPN. The Bills are 2-0. The Jags are 0-2. And the Bills are your... Oh, it got bet down to 5.
5.
It just moved.
Yeah, 5.5 down to 5.
Yeah, yeah. Line opened up at 6. It's got been bet all the way down to 5. Don't you think Buffalo, I know they haven't been impressive. You know, like I said last week, you always want a little more when you watch the Bills, right?
Yeah.
But they win. Okay, and don't you think they can win by a score at home?
Exactly. This is a tale of two different teams, Andy. The Jacksonville Jaguars could easily be 2-0, but have come up short with turnovers, penalties, and just sloppy play overall. I think they're the dumbest team in the league. They have so much talent.
Stick to the basics.
Just so good. I believe the coaching holds them back every once in a while. The Jags have shot themselves in the foot twice. It's hard to believe that will change on the road against a very good team like the Buffalo Bills. The Jaguars also have poor offensive line play, and the physical Bills defense isn't going to let up against that. So, no, I love the Bills. I don't know why this is getting betting down. I believe it should be getting bet up. I got Bills by a touchdown in this game.
Yeah, Cook's been really turning it on. He's been cooking for the
Bills.
Especially
in the first half.
Yeah, the running back. And, ask Miami about the Bills' defense.
Yeah, that's Tua.
Poor Tua.
Hawk Tua.
I've been waiting for a Hawk Tua reference, and there we have it. Okay, so with all that said, this total is at 45.5. It's been staying pretty steady right there.
Yeah.
If you like the Bills' offense, you can see it. You can see the over hitting.
Yeah.
But Jacksonville, like you said, leaves you scratching your head at sometimes.
I do believe the
over. ETN doesn't even have 100 yards on the year yet.
Right, but he can score. No, I like the over in this game, Andy, just because I love the Bills are just going to rack up points against them. And for as dumb as what I'm saying the Jacksonville Jaguars are, they still have really good pieces that can score points.
Yeah.
They just can't finish at the end of games, and that's what's going on. I do believe the over is a good play.
Statistically speaking, you could say Trevor Lawrence has actually had a better year than Josh Allen so far.
Yeah, for sure. Can't close
similar
games.
Similar numbers.
And Josh Allen and the Bills can. They know how to do it.
They've been winning a lot of games the last 3 or 4
years. Give me the Bills by a touchdown.
That's for sure. Okay, I like that. I like it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's move on to the late
Monday night. We need two of them.
We do. We that's what we need.
Yeah, yeah.
7:15 kickoff on ABC. Your Washington Commanders. Hey, they've won a game.
Yeah.
And they snuck one by the Giants.
Yep.
But they're heading up to a very hungry and feisty Cincinnati Bengals team. Your Bengals, though, are a 7.5-point home favorite. It makes sense. It's just that... Sometimes I like to see it before I bet on it. And, the Bengals have been close, but over a touchdown here?
Yeah.
They didn't they lost to New England.
Yeah, they did. No, I'm on the Bengals big here, Andy. Okay. It's a huge number considering the amount of big favorites that were taken down last week, like you were just saying.
Yeah.
But the thing here is that Cincinnati was unlucky not to get the win at Arrowhead.
They were very unlucky.
Very unlucky last week. This is a Cincinnati team that usually bounces, you know, back fairly well from a loss. The Commanders are, you know, are a team I'm high on with Jaden Daniels. You know, I love the kid. Yep. I love the rookie. It seems like he's going to have a lot of...
Robinson's having a good year at running back.
Exactly. It seems like they got some good pieces, just very young. A couple good fantasy players, it looks like. But the fact that Washington narrowly got by a very bad Giants team, Andy. And if we look at their other game against a comparable competition, the Commanders still gave up 37 points to the Bucs. And I like the Bengals' talent level a lot closer to that Tampa Bay to the Giants. So I believe the Bengals, this is a route. 7.5 is easy for the Bengals to cover here.
Yeah, I mean, you think if Tampa Bay can hang 37...
The Bengals shouldn't have a problem with it.
Exactly. Even and T. Higgins might be back. He's been out all season.
Yeah.
He's gotta come back sometime.
It's a huge boost for him if he does.
Yeah.
I still believe that they can get this even without him, so they might not play him, but this could be a good one to roll him out and get him a couple easy completions.
You sound pretty confident then on that total 47.5. You think it's going over with Cincinnati piling on the points?
I really do. I think they're going to pour on points. At least Cincinnati will get 35 points. And then, like I said, Jaden Daniels will get a couple, you know, a rushing touchdown and a passing touchdown to, you know, go along with it. You know, I see this, 35-17, something like that, and should go over.
Should go over. Now, you alluded to not one, but two parlays.
Yes.
Right?
I believe that college one's going to hit, Andy.
I
believe
gotcha.
The college one's going to hit. This is my surefire parlay
this is
of the
lock.
Weekend.
This the is the
NFL
lock.
Parlay is the lock of the week.
Love
first
it.
Leg that I got, Andy, Las Vegas Raiders -5 against the Carolina Panthers.
Okay.
Betting against the Panthers is a freaking wagon this
it
year,
is.
Andy.
Yep.
They just benched their quarterback.
Kind of.
Red Rocket is in a starting spot.
Yeah, that kid from TCU.
Yep, TCU.
40-year-old.
He's on his 19th team in his 14th season.
Andy Dalton.
Yeah. Las Vegas Raiders by 5 at home against the Panthers. Lock. Seattle Seahawks -4.5 against the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins are in some hot water. Can't play without Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah.
I just believe the Seahawks at home can cover 4.5. Last leg to wrap it all up. Tampa Bay Buccaneers at home against the Denver Broncos. Broncos 0-2 look pretty bad, and the Buccaneers have been able to throw points at people. -6.5 at home, I believe they get them by a touchdown.
Hey, that's solid. I like two of those three legs for sure.
Yeah.
Miami is, they're kind of in a spiral right now, it feels like. For good reason. And, Denver's already ready to cut Bo Nix.
Yeah. So, who's the next guy?
Yep.
Who's the next guy? Same with the Panthers. Just to go through it again, Las Vegas Raiders -5, Seattle Seahawks -4.5, Tampa Bay Buccaneers -6.5. Put them all together, putting $25 on this to win $150.
There you go. If you ever had a parlay NFL lock, there it is, folks. From the Parlay Pounder.
Let's go.
All righty. Well, that'll about do it for us this week, folks. Be sure to follow us on ESPN, Tri-City Radio, and their Facebook page. We're also over on X at WTL_sportsbetting, I believe it is. And if you haven't already, check us out on YouTube. Like, subscribe, all those things, or just, you know, one of those things. Start with one.
Yep.
We'll take whatever you can give us.
Please.
Check out that old YouTube channel, though. Please, we beg you. And you're holding down the old TikTok, right?
Yeah, for sure. At WTL Sports Betting on TikTok. Make sure you check in for primetime games, Sunday bets, all that kind of stuff. We're putting in parlays every single night.
For Jabron, the Parlay Pounder, I'm Andy Klassen. Thank you for listening. This has been WTL.
Nebraska Public Media Sports brings you live all-day coverage of the NSAA High School Football Championships on Monday, November 24th and Tuesday, November 25th. Watch all day, both days, on Nebraska Public Media or live stream every game on Nebraska Public Media's YouTube channel.